8,000 customers worldwide can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on all Iams dog food in 35 to 40 pound bags and get one can of Iams dog food free with in-store coupon. No matter what life stage, breed size, or specific need, there's an Iams food with the right nutrition for your dog. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends May 22nd.
You're listening to Utah's first number one talk station. K-Talk, AM 630, KTKK, Sandy, Salt Lake City. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Top story, the Navy SEALs who raided Osama bin Laden's compound in Pakistan and killed him now fear for their safety. CNN's Bob Costantini joins us live to talk about it. Bob, a lot of information has leaked out about those SEALs.
Yeah, and Bill, the Pakistan bombings in the news today, apparently in revenge for the killing of Osama bin Laden, are bound to increase worries among the SEALs who took him out.
When I met with the team last Thursday, they expressed a concern about that.
That's Defense Secretary Robert Gates speaking yesterday to Marines at Camp Lejeune. Details of the raid have dripped out slowly, but
there has been a consistent and effective effort to protect the identities of those who participated in the raid.
Gates added there was an effort to prevent a lot of details about the mission from coming out. That did not work well. Bill?
Terrorists in Pakistan say an attack in northwest Pakistan today was revenge for bin Laden's death. CNN's Nick Payton Wall says the target was a military training facility.
In the Pakistani Taliban's mind, the Pakistani security forces here are in hock with the USA, are working with them in the fight against militants here, so in their minds are a legitimate target if you're looking to take retaliation for the death of bin Laden.
Flooding from the Mississippi River has drowned crops and shut down casinos in Mississippi. Mike Womack of the State Emergency Management Agency says it's also waterlogged a lot of homes.
We estimate that every home that's been built on the riverside of the levee from Memphis all the way down to the Louisiana line is flooded.
A spillway in Louisiana might be open this weekend to keep floodwaters away from Baton Rouge and New Orleans. The nation's inflation rate rose more than 3% over the past year, and the main reason, you guessed it, higher gas prices. Actress Elizabeth Taylor, a portrait of actress Elizabeth Taylor by Andy Warhol, sold for almost $27 million at the auction block Thursday. This is CNN Radio.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, our service commitment doesn't just apply at our stores. It stretches online to advanceautoparts.com. Find the right part for your car from our expanded selection of over 350,000 quality parts, all with detailed images and info, plus 24/7 live customer service. That's a service commitment you can depend on. Right now, save 15% on orders of $50 or more at advanceautoparts.com/drive. See site for details. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
What the heck?
I know. They're still here.
It's been 6 weeks.
They should have called a closet butler. All of their jobs are typically completed in just 1 or 2 days. Using the best quality materials with a lifetime warranty, the Closet Butler is family-owned and locally operated by Brian and Steve Sappler, with over 20 years of creating solutions for folks just like you. Call the Closet Butler for your free in-home design consultation. At the Closet Butler, their goal is to exceed your expectations, no matter how big or how small your job will be. The Closet Butler has solved the organization and storage solutions in homes and garages for thousands of happy customers along the Wasatch Front. See their work for yourself at theclosetbutler.com. Then call Brian and Steve for your appointment today and get organized now. And here's the best news. K-Talk listeners get an instant 15% discount. So make your free in-home appointment right now. Call the Closet Butler, 801-532-4224. 801-532-4224.
What you doing here?
I'm redistributing the wealth. I learned in school spreading the wealth is good for everyone.
Well, I learned from real life that it's not. In fact, there's a word for it. It's called theft.
Representative Carl Wimmer and Buy Back America are partnering together to bring you a special screening of I Want Your Money, one of the most politically charged films of this era. This is a must-see film for every American who loves this country. This film was so powerful that many in Washington don't want you to see it. But you will see it in the original director's cut. Join us Thursday, May 26th at 6:30 p.m. for the screening and reception. A minimum donation of $20 will benefit the Buy Back America bus tour. Call today at 801-253-4883. That's 801-253-4883. Or email Tim at tim@buybackamerica.com.
To help this country remain the freest in the world.
I Want Your Money. A controversial look at government spending.
Broadcasting live from the KTKK studios in Salt Lake City, Utah, this is the Jack Stockwell radio program. To contact Jack from Salt Lake City, dial 254-5855. And now the consummate voice of sense and sensibility himself, Jack Stockwell.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I'm going to learn this morning to not have my dials quite so high. Yes, I've been listening to some recordings, and I noticed that one of the errors your substitute host, Dale Williams, makes is to have his potentiometer too high. There's your monster word this morning, potentiometer. We've got that down, dialed in a position. Hopefully it won't blast your ears out. I'm glad you're with us. It is Dale Williams. Clint Richardson is in studio as well, the producer and actually the disseminator of the Corporation Nation video documentary. We're not going to talk about that this morning, though. We have something very important that I've been wanting to do as soon as I had the next opportunity to substitute for Jack Stockwell. Jack will be back Monday, and everything will be normal again, and your equilibrium will be returned to you as a listener. But today we're going to talk about Attorney for the Damned, so-called Ed Steele, Edgar J. Steele. I've been wanting to get this information to you about the government, what I perceive as a government operation run against Edgar J. Steele. Now, a lot of you in the audience may not know who he is. He's an important guy in the freedom movement because he's somebody who has a crystalline understanding of who is actually running our government in place of having a actual functioning republic. And he speaks the truth about that through his website, conspiracypenpal.com, and in radio interviews over the years with people like Barbara Jean Whiteley, who was here for 15 years. Ed was a frequent guest. He was a guest of mine from time to time as well, and we've had some personal conversations on the telephone. A bad, bad thing has happened to Ed Steele, who made it his business to try to help people who were really helpless. In other words, people who found themselves the object of the federal prosecution apparatus, which is a death sentence or at least a 20-year ride for most people. There's really very few people who, once indicted in the federal system, as far as I can see, can ever get out of it unless they make a plea bargain, bargain with the devil or of some kind. Once that apparatus focuses in on you as a target, you're kind of meat hung up to dry. And Ed would go in with families like the McCutcheons or Mr. Hale back in the Midwest, who was another guy who was railroaded. Lots of different kinds of people, people that had trouble with the DCFS, people who are up on charges for these ridiculous hate crime laws where they uttered the wrong word, as did a gentleman in Idaho in a fracas with a referee who happened to be of a somewhat darker complexion than him. There's an amazing story where Ed went in and defended that man. It's a long story, but at any rate, we have online right now Ingrid Castle, who herself has an amazing story. She was the wife of Don Harkins, the editor of the Idaho Observer, until his untimely death. And she runs a website called Vaccination Liberation, VacLib.org. We'll talk maybe a little bit about that. But she has been an observer, not just a co-editor of the Idaho Observer, but she's been an observer of the railroading, the kangaroo trial, at least the whole process under which Ed Steele now finds himself prisoner. As well, we have Charlie Fuller, who was a direct witness of the trial, was present at the trial. We have them both on hold. So without getting any more complicated than that, let's go in and say good morning to... Well, first, Clint, good morning, and let's make sure everybody can hear you.
Hey, good morning. Get right to the good stuff.
Yeah, let's do it. It's going to be an interesting morning. Good morning, Ingrid. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. This is Dale, right?
That's right.
And the other voice is Clint.
It is. That deep, resonant voice for radio is Clint, the guy who's all angry and sound shrill. That's me. And good morning, Charlie. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can.
All right, Charlie Fuller. I'm glad you're... And by the way, Charlie Fuller hosted the American Free Press representative, the reporter from AFP, who covered the story of Ed Steele's trial. Let's start out with you, Ingrid. Why would the federal government, if my theory has any validity, why in the first place would they be so interested in a guy like Ed Steele?
Well, I think he's always pushed the limits of free speech. If you look at any of his writings, especially in the last couple of years before he had an unusual form of a heart attack and ended up in the intensive care unit, the same hospital that Don Harkins ended up in, prior to that, he was really stretching it in terms of attacking, the Zionist, Israelis, Jewish segment, the bankers. And he was doing, this is a lot of supposition, but he was doing an investigation into the Russian bride scam, and he was doing a lot of emails with these Ukrainian women. And Cindy knew all about it, but he had one of his pen pal fans was a subject of the scam, where they take your money and they never produce the bride. And he wanted Ed to investigate. And the more he investigated, the more he was fascinated as to the players behind the scam. And the investigation was leading him to all those same players that he had, poked at in his nickel rants and on Conspiracy Pen Pal. And as anyone knows that has looked into the human trafficking situation, whether it's children in foster care and the sexual abuse and satanic ritual that goes on, many people know about the Franklin cover-up. Mm-hmm. Those are very dangerous areas to be investigating. Nancy Schaefer was a former Georgia legislator, as well as the Eagle Forum president in Georgia, and her husband were murdered just before she was to release a documentary on what was going on with children in foster care in that state.
Yeah, that was supposedly a double suicide, but really smells to high heaven, that whole episode. We could make a program out of that alone.
Right. But I just, you know, I use that for emphasis that this is dangerous investigation. And yeah. I personally, that's what myself and his best friend think of, that was kind of the straw that breaks the camel's back, to use a bad cliche.
Right. Well, we have had John DeCamp, the author of Franklin Cover-Up, on as a guest, as I have other K-Talk hosts, and the special agent in charge of the FBI office in Los Angeles, whose name escapes me for some reason right now at this very early hour. We've had him on confirming that everything in the book, Franklin Cover-Up, is valid. If anything, it's an understatement. There is a very, very strange ritual and custom and sort of Luciferian religion operating among the political elites in this country. And so Ed was, I didn't know Ed was interested in that subject and also investigating that. That's very interesting. That is the kind of thing that will get you absolutely turned off, as the ex-head of the CIA told John DeCamp before he wrote the book. You know, this is something that you might better decide if you really want to be on this old ball much longer, you know, if you're going to write and investigate on that. But Ed defended Matt Hale. He had defended, and I think done a pretty good job of embarrassing the federal prosecution apparatus with people who were really defenseless otherwise. He didn't get much play on conventional radio, terrestrial radio, commercial radio, because there were very few Barbara Jeans out there, people with the guts to bring Ed on, because he would talk about things like 9/11 and things like the Chertoff family involvement in 9/11. He'd talk about all these things and bring it back to Tel Aviv as the origin for a lot of these things, for the orchestrating element, for hate crimes legislation globally, yep, and things like that. He just kept hammering, and now he is going to be in prison for the rest of his life if some miracle doesn't happen. Tell us, Cindy, what was it that the federales say Ed was up was about? What was he up to that caused him to be such a danger to the public and caused them to put him away like this?
Okay, you said Cindy. I didn't know Cindy was
on
the line.
Oh, I'm sorry. You got to understand, only one half of my brain is working. I meant Ingrid. We're talking to Ingrid Castle.
Okay, and
go
the
ahead.
Question is,
what was the charge against Edgar Steele specifically?
Well, it was a conspiracy to murder his wife. It was a murder for hire. And what really gets me is that there's no victim here. You know, this is a victimless crime because the wife has, Cindy has come out proclaiming her husband's innocence. She has been the subject of death threats over the years while her husband defended these politically incorrect cases, and especially when he represented Richard Butler. So you have to understand, she's no stranger to death threats, but this really shook her up. And we're convinced that she was supposed to be dead as well as the mother, because then they wouldn't have a hostile witness.
By the way, she'll be joining us at about 8:30 this morning, Mountain Standard Time, for those of you listening all over the country or possibly worldwide on the Internet, www.k-talk.com. Hit the listen button. Carry on, Ingrid. So the charge was that he was conspiring to...
With his FBI informant / handyman to murder his wife and mother-in-law.
and as it turns out, what I've been able to glean from the news stories here on the internet, this guy had a long history with the federal authorities himself, this informant.
They don't like to reveal that, but according to, you know, when you live in a fairly tight-knit community, I mean, we live rurally, but, you know, anyone that is on different boards, you know, involved in the Republican Central Committee or anything like that, I mean, those kinds of people know other people who know other people, And when we started snooping around, it was discovered that Larry Fairfax had been a long-time federal informant. This is not just something he picked up. But, you know, they keep their informants, I mean, this is, you know, privileged knowledge, and, you know, they have to keep it's quite a secret. But, yeah, it was revealed to someone that he had Larry Fairfax was an informant on several drug cases here, and he first moved here. He was an informant regarding the Aryan Nations, and he went to their services as a federal informant.
Was
and that church was, by the way, infiltrated by lots of federal informants, we've gathered.
As most churches are, I believe. Can I ask you, was there a specific piece of evidence, or was this all hearsay? In other words, did they record anything from... From
that
Mr.
was
Steele?
Really their only evidence.
It was just hearsay.
Well, no, it was these audio recordings.
Oh, audio recordings.
Right. Yeah, their audio recordings. The defense hired two audio experts to do detailed analysis of the tapes. At first, the prosecution only gave them digital copies or something. I'm not sure exactly, but they weren't exact original renditions. And but
Ingrid,
still,
there is our hard break. We're going to have to cut into you. Back with Ingrid Castle, Charlie Fuller.
K-Talk, Utah's most experienced talk radio team. Now at k-talk.com.
Consumer alert! Osama bin Laden's death is being used by scammers to infect your computer and steal your information. Countless people have received website links and Facebook messages promising pictures of the slain terrorist. When you click on these links or files, they can take you to a fake website that can steal your private information or infect your computer. These scams are very common whenever a breaking news event happens. So if your computer's acting odd or running slow or crashing, you might be infected. At PC Laptops, we can fix any brand of computer. In fact, we're so great at it that if we can't fix or upgrade your computer, we'll buy it from you. And here's the great news. Bring in your computer, no matter what brand it is, in any one of our 9 locations, and we'll run a free evaluation, virus, and spyware scan on your computer. The scan is 100% free. So get into any one of our 9 locations right now or call us at 1-877-596-SAVE or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops offers a discount to active or retired U.S. military personnel. At PC Laptops, we really love you.
Tune in each weekday afternoon at 4 for Drive Time Live, the Mills Crenshaw Show, brought to you by efoodsdirect.com/Mills. Your source for delicious, savory meals that last up to 30 years and only need water to prepare. efoodsdirect.com/Mills.
Hi, this is Kathy.
And Doug of Window World.
Doug, there's a window company giving 40% discount.
I've heard it all, Kathy. Big discount. Model home. Buy some, get some free.
Doug, they're giving prizes.
It's because they're pitching promotions, not selling windows, Kathy. When you hear those things, you know you've entered
the Baloney Zone.
Resist the force of the Baloney Zone.
Find Window World online at thatsnobaloney.com.
Or call Window World at 281-8111.
Window World. Simply the best for less.
And that's no baloney.
The Voice of Utah. AM 630 K-Talk.
K-Talk.com.
Number one for the most live, local, two-way talk.
Don't forget me, baby.
All right, I can see that the clock is going to be against us this morning. Let me just tell you, a lot of you just joining us, and then, of course, our audience really spikes for about 8 a.m., so we'll reiterate what it is we're doing here as well as carrying on the conversation and getting the details of an unfolding. Well, I mean, it may be a complete tragedy at this point. I suppose there is some hope of if Edgar J. Steele can somehow and his family get sufficient funds to run an appeal, there is some hope. But we're talking about the destruction of the attorney for the damned, Edgar J. Steele, this morning. We have Ingrid Castle, Charlie Fuller. We're going to bring Charlie on and talk about the details, direct eyewitness he was, of course, of the trial of Edgar J. Steele. But this is an ominous and odious and very, very troubling and all the rest of it development because the great eye, the great federal prosecution eyeball might point at you someday, might point at whole classes of citizenship once they've set aside somebody like Edgar J. Steele. So, Ingrid, I'll try not to call you Cindy again this morning. We do have Cindy. We have Ed's wife, Ed Steele's wife, Cindy, coming on at about 8:30, and that'll be a unique thing in this radio market, at least. That'll be the first time she will have spoken that I know of in this market. So the Fed's, their whole case, it sounds like, Ingrid, hinged on these telephone conversations. What do you know about those conversations?
Well, they weren't telephone conversations. You have to understand, Larry and him were walking around the property, and he was showing him things that he wanted to have done.
I mean,
you know, he was, doing some construction, feeding the horses, you know, those kinds of things. Ed was very, very sick, and Cindy was gone a lot because her mother was undergoing cancer treatment. And Cindy, being the only daughter, felt extremely obligated to assist her mother. And so she was in Oregon quite a bit, going between Ed, who was very sick, to her mother. And it was extremely stressful to her to try to, you know, to drop her life, to go from one, you know, sick person to another of the two people closest to her in her life, you know, who could easily die. I mean, Ed was certainly on the brink of death, as well as her mother. These are the two primary, principal people in her life. And so that, you know, she was already under extreme amount of stress. And Ed was taking medication. I'm not sure what kind of medication other than pain medication, but he had asked Alan to go to Spokane with him because he was having a trailer behind his car and he didn't trust his driving judgment while he was taking these pharmaceutical drugs. Mm-hmm. And so Alan Banks is one of his closest friends and agreed to accompany him on the trip. Now, it's interesting because it was Larry Fairfax, the FBI informant handyman, who encouraged him to go make the trip to Spokane for this lumber because the place where he wanted to get the materials was only open on Friday morning. And it was June 11th, Friday morning, that all of this went down. Now, of course, we have a lot of questions about many, many things don't add up. I mean, he was walking around the property with them, and several of us have listened to the tapes. I listened to the tapes after many other people had listened to them like three times and were making notes. And I listened to them one time with the transcripts in front of me and noted that every time Edgar was doing, you know, talking about this hit on his wife and mother-in-law, all of a sudden his voice is on a microphone, you know, like...
Well.
It's like changes from he's in the background walking around the property with some background noise, and all of a sudden there's no background noise, and he is talking literally directly into a microphone.
Henry, you know, this is just happens to be my professional background. I'm actually a sound editor and sound designer from Hollywood, so what you're saying was going to be my next question. You have a fake tape. I mean, you have an obviously doctored recording there, and if I could see it, if I could get my hands on it, I could prove it quite easily. That's surprising because the technology is out there to pretty much computerize his voice and make him say anything they want.
And Charlie Fuller, if I could cut into you just a second, Clint, because that was the basis of the defense, was it not, Charlie? That Ed would bring in, or Ed's attorney would bring in experts of Clint's ilk here, or you know, and show evidence that there's something really stinky about these tape recordings.
Yes. In fact, there was a pretrial hearing on admissibility of evidence, and they had two experts, Dr. George Papkin. He's a Ph.D., and he's an internationally known expert with solid scientific credentials. And he reported there was an unusually high number of electronic transients and other discrepancies, which could indicate tampering. And his reputation bolstered by his knowledge of voice morphing, a technology which allows the creation of synthetic speech from digital voice prints of the person whose speech they seek to duplicate. You can clone a person's voice and have them say anything that they that you want them to say.
And this is old technology. It's not like this is some breakthrough thing. This has been around for a very long time.
That's what I understand, yes. And then they had another expert, Dennis Walsh. He's a former New York City detective with years of experience with audio recordings. And he said flatly during this hearing that the recordings were tampered with. So if either one of these two experts had been allowed to testify before the jury, there certainly would be a probable cause that Ed Steele was innocent, and that that he was framed by the Federal Bureau of Investigation with these charges.
What a shock! I mean, Charlie and Ingrid, this is the same modus operandi that they used on Randy Weaver. They get some loser that they put a ring in some convict who has a ring in his nose. In other words, he's made to feel obligated to the FBI for the rest of his life. That's how he keeps out of prison, and probably they give him a little carrot, a little financial incentive as well. And they send these people in to get folks they don't like, political enemies of the likes of Hillary Clinton and the rest of the New World Order crowd. They send these people in to gather, to incite, gather evidence, to entrap their political enemies. That's what happened with Randy Weaver. The guy was minding his own business for the most part. He had gone to one white separatist kind of gathering, one little. He was a relative small fry compared to Ed Steele. So they send this guy in and said, "Hey, Randy, can you modify my home defense shotgun?" And that started the whole Ruby Ridge thing. But it's the same MO, isn't it, Ingrid?
I would say it is. Yeah, I find the whole case really amazing because, you know, having sister businesses here in the same county, we often worked with each other or ran into each other and talked with each other. And Edgar was a longtime subscriber to our newspaper, and he was one of the first speakers at Don's Memorial. So even though we didn't get together a lot socially, there were many occasions when we did. You know, I'm just saying it, you know, it hit me so strongly because of what happened to my husband in this county, and there was no investigation into his sudden demise.
At age what, 47?
46.
Oh, my.
He was younger and healthier than me.
Oh,
I mean,
my.
I have pictures of him, you know, getting out of the lake swimming where he looks like, you know, the picture, perfect dental health, perfect skin. I mean, he looks like, you know, someone that, you know, is a expert nutritionist and, you know, like a Jack LaLanne. I mean, he's, you know, totally fit.
Yes.
And this was, you know, a picture just 1 year before he all of a sudden is diagnosed with AML, which is the typical, you know, diagnosis for someone who has been targeted with radiation poisoning through an isotope or some other
way. Yeah, well, that's one of the main ways it's done nowadays, and the KGB, you know, has proven that. They've leaked that out, that those isotopes dropped into somebody's, you know, casual drink or whatever. That's how it happens. Anyway, getting back to Charlie, so they had some heavyweights lined up at the trial, and again, you're an eyewitness to the trial. And let me ask you before we go any farther, how did you see every day of the trial, Charlie, by any chance?
Pretty much.
Okay.
I did have a problem. I do have a hearing difficulty. And so I lost grasp of some of the details. This was, although I'm a former journalist, I never really covered trials, courts. So a lot of this information and the procedures in the courtroom were a bit confusing because I was just not familiar with them. But I can tell you that the judge's decision not to allow this testimony by these experts is really was the key to the whole trial. And my background in terms of understanding this New World Order business and what Edgar Steele has been propagating, the information, I'm familiar with a lot of this. Edgar Steele, I didn't know anything about him until a couple of weeks ago. I want to insert this, though, that I did visit him with a friend of mine when he was in jail prior to the trial, and he told us that he was afraid he was going to be murdered while in custody, and to get the word out that there's no way that he would commit suicide.
Right.
They would murder him and make it look like a suicide.
Happens all the time. So, we should.
You know, whether this actually happens or not, who knows?
This is our approach here this morning, and my excuse is the early hour, but this is kind of a haphazard and somewhat jumping into the middle of the story type of an approach, and we should let folks know. We should let, but there's so much detail here and so little time. We should let folks know that Ed had a health crisis in the months preceding this operation run against him, where he had an aneurysm and then another aneurysm issue. He came within a hair's breadth of dying, had immediate medical intervention, saved his life, and it was, Ingrid, it was open-heart surgery, wasn't it?
Yes, it was very, very dicey. In fact, it's a miracle that he actually lived through that. And many of us, in hindsight, are now thinking that whole incident was suspicious, too. You know, I mean, looking at what happened to Don, I mean, they have all kinds of psychotronic, you know, weaponry
right.
that you can't see, you know, and you wouldn't know it would happen. I mean, they can direct, you know, kind of beams and stuff and all kinds of stuff, you know, and target people quite precisely. So, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, just some nutcase conspiracy person, but you know what? It's there. They have, there's proof that they do this kind of thing, and the military has all kinds of technology for
No, it's not a myth. Those in the listening audience, Ingrid, Clint, they do have these weapons that create damage to the vascular system that's meant to simulate a heart attack, an aneurysm, a stroke, and they do take people out as well as poisoning them with these isotopes. They can take people out with these energetic weapons. So it's not entirely far fetched. But I had talked to Ed a couple of times trying to get him to come on the radio. Prior to this, just probably a month or so before his arrest, when none of this had surfaced yet, and he wasn't strong enough. So the fact that he has survived his incarceration amazes me, because he was in very fragile health when all this happened. But the important thing here, Charlie Fuller, Ingrid Castle, is that the federal case was built on an agent that they inserted into the lives of the Steeles, and got to Ed perhaps to say some things that could then, you know, relatively benign things perhaps, but got some of his voice on a recording, and then apparently ginned up by technological means an enhancement of those recordings that was inculcating against Ed Steele, and then they suppressed the evidence, or the expert witnesses that could have debunked the only real evidence they had for the prosecution. They suppressed that, didn't they, Charlie Fuller?
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah, I want to mention, can I just mention something?
Sure.
Is that the tapes, okay, when you're saying, you know, that... where was I here? Anyway, you said something about...
It's only 6:30 where you are.
Well, you need to have... Yeah, well, you need to have a good sample for voice cloning.
Right.
And so the recording of, you know, Larry having the mic on his body and Ed being in the distance isn't quality enough to get a good replication. So, but there's tons of samples of Ed's voice at different conferences, available on the net, radio shows. I mean, Ed was quite vocal. So you can download, you know, hours of Ed talking on these various programs.
Indeed.
So they had plenty of quality samples.
and you do have to have I've been told about 30 minutes of, you know, quality voice sample before you can do a decent cloning.
Actually, when we used to record, we recorded a lot of voiceover to stick into games, and something called ADR, dialogue replacement, where the actor comes in and speaks their parts while watching themselves on screen. Now, basically, what I would do is I would have these people say a series of words, and that series of words would include all vowels, every way you can say that vowel, and all consonants that it would take to actually reconstruct a word. So if there's a pop or a click or a static or anything else, I could go and I could find the word that sounds like steel, like maybe stay, and I could take that ST and I could replace the ST. So you can reconstruct with a list of about 20 or 30 words is really all it would take to actually, you know, reconstruct a whole sentence. So it's not difficult at all. It's time consuming, but not difficult.
How old is the technology at this point?
Well, that technology is simple editing. It doesn't take a machine. All it takes is my hands taking little bits of sound and putting them and fading them into each other.
All right, there's our break. Let's see if we can get it right this time. The Jack Stockwell radio program will be right back. We're talking about Ed Steele, who's in the Hooskalp, maybe for the rest of his life.
AM 630, K-Talk. Honest talk, serious solutions.
What you doing here?
I'm redistributing the wealth. I learned in school spreading the wealth is good for everyone.
Well, I learned from real life that it's not. In fact, there's a word for it. It's called theft.
Representative Carl Wimmer and Buyback America are partnering together to bring you a special screening of I Want Your Money, one of the most politically charged films of this era. This is a must-see film for every American who loves this country. This film was so powerful that many in Washington don't want you to see it. But you will see it in the original director's cut. Join us Thursday, May 26th. At 6:30 p.m. for the screening and reception. A minimum donation of $20 will benefit the Buyback America bus tour. Call today at 801-253-4883. That's 801-253-4883. Or email Tim at tim@buybackamerica.com.
To help this country remain the freest in the world.
I want your money. A controversial look at...
Hi, I'm Adam Curran, host of Wall Street Meets Main Street. I was at the bank yesterday and asked the teller how much CDs we're paying. In 1 year, you'll owe me 1.5%, the teller told me. Well, maybe it's not that bad out there, but I do have some good news. There are alternatives out there that can actually help grow your money. Give my office a call and schedule a free, no-obligation financial review. 801-833-0305. That's 801-833-0305. 801-833-0305. We can help you answer life's toughest financial questions. Questions like, how can I protect and grow my money in an uncertain stock market? Am I going to outlive my retirement? How will I pay for future medical expenses and long-term care costs? And where can you earn more interest in CDs? Give me a call today and schedule your free portfolio review. 801-833-0305. That's 801-833-0305. 801-833-0305.
At Acme Heating and Air, we save you time and money. The state of Utah has an energy audit program that will pay you hundreds or thousands to have new energy-efficient equipment, windows, insulation, and more installed in your home. But funds are limited. So act now by calling Acme Heating and Air at 801-467-1050. With over 25 years of heating and air experience at Acme, we work extra hard to earn your trust and confidence. Plus, we pledge only drug-free employees with complete and comprehensive background checks. Right now, Acme has up to $2,000 in rebates for new furnaces and a brand new springtime AC special. Acme will chemically clean your outside AC unit and pressure check all lines and system components for just $78. Imagine that, just $78 to make sure your home and family are cool and comfy this summer. Call Acme Heating and Air today at 801-467-1050 for upfront pricing with no surprises. At Acme, if you're uncomfortable, so are we. Call today, 801-467-1050. That's 801-467-1050.
The Voice of Utah. AM 630 K-Talk.
K-Talk.com.
Number one for the most live, local, two-way talk.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same.
Okay, it's going to come across 7:44 a.m. Your host is waking up just barely now. It's a beautiful day. It's the first really warm day, warm day. Might almost touch 80 in Salt Lake City today, the first day that is in any way close to what it ought to be. Well, we've had a couple, but, you know, just a handful. The winter is just carrying on and carrying on here in the Intermountain West. A lot of you are just joining us now. Welcome to the Jack Stockwell radio program. It's Dale Williams sitting in with Clint Richardson. We have Ingrid Castle, the former co-editor of the Idaho Observer, the creative mind of Don Harkins, heroic Don Harkins, who died an untimely death in his late middle 40s not too long ago. But we're talking specifically, also we have Charlie Fuller, who was an eyewitness to the trial of one Edgar J. Steele, himself an heroic defender. A true David and Goliath type story is Ed Steele's story. A thorny character, stubborn, recalcitrant, a tough debater, but a hero to many in the freedom movement because he would talk about things that less courageous people like myself and most others would be afraid to talk about in a public venue or in print. He told it like it was, and now he has been stomped. And so, Charlie, I appreciate your patience in holding. But this stuff was suppressed. Tell us what the how the court handled the suppression of the two expert witnesses that both believe that it would be Dr. George Papcum and New York City police officer Dennis Walsh, who believed wholeheartedly that this was a railroad job, that the only evidence the feds had was ginned up evidence. What excuse did they use to suppress these two guys?
Well, originally in the pretrial hearing on the admissibility of evidence, the judge ruled that the second expert, Dennis Walsh, the former New York City detective, didn't have enough credentials to be believable. And in the case of Dr. George Papcum, who had impeccable credentials, too many to go into here, but he did leave the door open that he might possibly allow him to testify later. And there was a case when it came up during the trial that the judge partially relented, and he said that he might allow some Dr. Papcum to testify. They were going to do it via satellite, video transmission satellite, and the prosecution attorneys objected to that. So that was ruled out by the judge. And then he said, well, if you can get him here to the trial, we'll allow him to testify. However, I spoke with that didn't happen, and I spoke with the defense attorney, Robert McAllister, said that arrangements had been made to fly Dr. Papcum by private aircraft from a vacation in the South Pacific to Boise. He would testify on May the 4th, the last day of the trial. And he said, and McAllister told me that it was possible for him to arrive at the courthouse by 9 in that morning. But the judge ruled that if Dr. Patkin could not be in the courtroom by 8:30, he would not allow him to testify. I mean, this is absolutely outrageous. I mean, he couldn't hold up the court proceedings for half an hour to get this this critical defense witness to testify. This really smells to high heaven. And
well, Ingrid Castle, you know, this call, what Charlie's saying calls to mind the prosecution of Rick Stanley, the 2002 Libertarian Party candidate for the United States Senate, who was also railroaded. They brought a judge out of retirement who was particularly because of his background, sensitive to criticism of the Zionist movement and some of this stuff. They brought this guy out of retirement to make sure the nails in the coffin of Rick Stanley, and he has 7 years in federal penitentiary for a letter he wrote to a judge, essentially. Do we know anything about this judge and Ed Steele's case? Has anybody looked into that?
Yeah, actually, he's been known to prosecute other patriots. God, what was his name? I just got that in email recently. But a man, oh, gosh, it was a guy from about 10 years ago,
okay.
And I get so many names confused. But I want to mention regarding, you know, the Edgar Steele, the whole double standard that they did with Tatiana, this Ukrainian woman that he was corresponding with. They got her testimony that, making it like Edgar Steele wanted to have an affair with her.
I see.
This is crazy.
Show a motive, yeah.
This is a man who is very sickly, mm-hmm. and he's going to seriously, want to have babies with her and stuff like that. I mean, this is, he's writing as part of his investigation. Cindy knew all about it.
Mm-hmm.
So she testifies, because she refuses to come to this country, and she's allowed to testify via satellite
yeah.
and on the phone.
Yeah.
But no, not George Papson. And why wasn't the report? They could have just had his report and
blew it up
on the screen, because they had the transcripts of the recordings. While the jury was listening to the audio recordings, they had the transcripts of the audio recordings on the screen for all the jurors to see while they were listening.
Well, that's what depositions are for. It happens all the time,
yeah.
unless you're an enemy of the state. And there is no more stark standing out in the open without any pretense or anybody else standing around to help him. There is nobody like Ed Steele in terms of being an enemy of the warfare state, the national security state, the Zionist state, whatever you want to call this thing that has displaced the republic. So I'm very frustrated, Charlie, angry, because this is getting, and it's going to get worse as we continue on in this next hour and describe this thing, and we'll bring Mrs. Steele on in the final half hour of the program. But the story is just shaping up to be a kangaroo prosecution, and I'm just terribly frustrated, Clint, because there's nobody to help him. I mean, what there is no salvation.
Well, there's the appeal process. I don't know if they've pursued
how much
that,
money
but,
you got.
But the appeal process, unless you're defending yourself, is going to get really expensive. And again, I'll reiterate this: you are dealing with these courts that are not courts of law. You're not acting within the law. You're acting in a private corporation. The court is generally owned by the judge, who is then renting that out to the city. It is in the judge's best interest to put that person in prison, because he makes a profit off of that. So you're dealing with a completely corrupt system in the first place.
Ingrid, didn't you say something in our private conversation about the fact that the prosecutors themselves are financially incentivized? Did we touch on that?
Yeah, Title V, actually, Pat Shannon of the American Free Press, who was covering this case, he had written an article. It was September of 2010, I believe, and Wes Hoyt, Cindy Steele's attorney, was citing that in the foreword to Roland Hinkson's book, because Wes Hoyt got involved because he saw all the parallels in the David Hinkson case. David Hinkson owned Water Oz of Grangeville, potentially multi-million dollar company up there, and he was hiring patriots and paying them, and however they wanted to be paid, gold, silver, liberty dollars, and was a thorn in their side. And he was railroaded into prison, and he's been in prison in Florence, Colorado. So after representing that case, Wes decided he was going all out to try to defend what freedoms we had left in our country, if we have any at all. That Title V, it gives them they actually get additional financial incentives, the prosecutor and the judges, for gaining a conviction. And there was definitely more money than just, you know, the average case, because they worked round the clock. I mean, this Tracy Whelan, the lead prosecutor, just was chomping at the bit for a conviction, even though she obviously knew he was innocent. There was just too many things that didn't add up. We're still wondering where the grand jury indictment could have happened. When? Because the recordings are Wednesday and Thursday night, June 9th and 10th, and then early in the morning, I mean at 7 o'clock in the morning, the FBI's at Cindy's mother's house waking him up. They don't, you know, get up at 7 in the morning. She's woken up and said, you know, that, my gosh, you know, her husband had this plot to murder her, and they're, you know, they could have died if they got in their car, and they're protecting him. At the same time, early in the morning, they're up at the Edgar Steele residence in Sagal, telling him that his wife's been murdered and trying to gauge his reaction. And they're totally lying in court, by the way, about that, because, and they won't release the tape of the actual arrest. But when could a grand jury indictment happen between, you know, the late hours of June 10th and the wee hours of June 11th? You know, we don't get it.
They must have hustled those folks into the the room. They must have done some real logistical miracles to gather them up and get a an indictment. Yeah, that's weird. But
yeah, and then we don't even know how could Larry Fairfax be expected to drive to Oregon early, you know, and get there Friday morning. It's about a 12-hour drive, 10, 12. I mean, you know, it's a sizable drive, and he was leaving the Steele residence. You know, we're looking at 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock.
We're down to less than a minute and a half, but Charlie Fuller, you can stay with us the next hour, I presume?
Yes, I can.
And in the last minute or so, and we'll talk more about the details of the trial, as well as bring Mrs. Steele herself on in this second half of the next hour. But, Charlie, there's some suggestion that whoever pulled this off had in mind to kill Cindy Steele and her mother. Is that correct?
Well, that's the government story.
No, but I mean, looking at this as an intel op, as a fraud from the beginning to the end, perpetrated by some element of government here. There's some reason to believe that they wanted to seal the deal by destroying Cindy Steele, by killing her and her mother. Is there any reason to believe that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Those bombs, so-called bombs that they created, somebody put together, were not really designed to go off.
Okay.
And there was no testimony during the trial as to what the explosive power would be. It was some gunpowder.
Oh, I see.
In these steel pipes that bomb that was put under Cindy's car.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what would have happened if it had actually exploded. But it, certainly from the standpoint, you know, if I were Edgar Steele and I would wanted to kill somebody with a bomb, then certainly I wouldn't put something under there that wouldn't go off. I mean, there's technology. You could detonate these things remotely. You could put a timer on them, that sort of thing.
Indeed. There's our heartbreak. Thanks, Charlie. Now, you hold that pose, and Ingrid, hang around as best you can. You have about a 7-minute break to relax and get a sip of water. We'll be back and talk about the destruction of Edgar J. Steele as it appears to be unfolding.
K-Talk. Independent radio voice for 45 years.
May is Mother's Day. Here's a couple of reminders from Price's Guaranteed Doors. First, doesn't mom deserve the best working garage door? Aren't you tired of trying to fix it? For a one-time cost of $259, we'll give your mom the best working door for the rest of her life.
Second, all of you who bought a new home from one of our premier builders, Ivory Homes, D.R. Horton, MacArthur Homes, or Peary Homes, remember, go to PricesDoors.com and register for your free lifetime maintenance program. Every door we sell comes with one. And just for Mother's Day, she could get a new Genie garage door opener with a keyless entry, complete and installed, for only $259. Call Prices Doors today at 975-7575. That's 975-7575. Home of the Lifetime Maintenance Program.
Times have been tough. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, consumer credit payments, or your car or truck is at risk of being repossessed, there are options. The time to seek legal help is now. Utah bankruptcy professionals want you to know that there's no cost to learn what your options are. At Utah Bankruptcy Professionals, your legal rights will be explained fully. You'll understand your options, facing foreclosure, the repossession of a vehicle, or dealing with creditors who just won't stop hassling you. Utah Bankruptcy Professionals may be able to help you keep your home, reduce your payments, save your vehicle, or possibly eliminate your debt altogether. Behind on your mortgage? A home loan modification may be the best option for you. Utah Bankruptcy Professionals can help. Their experienced attorneys understand your concerns, and they'll gladly provide the counsel you deserve. You don't want to wait until it's too late to save what you've worked so hard for. Contact Bankruptcy Professionals today, 801-501-0100. That's 801-501-0100, or visit them online at utahbankruptcy.com.
You're listening to Utah's first number one talk station, K-Talk AM 630, KTKK Sandy, Salt Lake City. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
CNN Radio, I'm Andy Rose. The increase in gas prices is having an effect on the economy overall. CNN's Carter Evans tells us inflation is now at its highest level in 2 years.
The latest reading on inflation at the consumer level is in, and in April, we're paying 0.4% more for the things we buy. It's right in line with forecast and less than the 0.5% increase in March. A lot of this increase has to do with high gas and food prices. An unusually high reading on wholesale prices Thursday is raising concerns about inflation. From the floor of the NASDAQ, Carter Evans, CNN.
The surge in the Mississippi River is heading downstream into the state of Mississippi. So far, there's been no levee breach, but CNN's Rob Marciano in Vicksburg says they're constantly having to patch things up.
It's a constant maintenance. We hear reports all the time of seepage, some leakage, sand boils where there's parts of the river that's coming up and underneath the other side of the levee. So the Army Corps of Engineers and local officials continue to fight this flood.
Another Republican is officially putting his name into the presidential race, and it's a familiar name. Texas Congressman Ron Paul kicks things off this hour with a rally in New Hampshire. It will be his third run for the presidency. Robert Gates has had it. The Secretary of Defense says he's tired of hearing the details of the Osama bin Laden raid all over the news because people in government are leaking it. He spoke at Camp Lejeune yesterday, but CNN's Chris Lawrence says that message was intended for a larger audience.
Basically, it's sending a message to government officials who perhaps know the identities or know about this mission to say, look, shut up about talking about specifics about this mission. Stop talking about this team specifically.
There were more drone strikes in Pakistan today. Intelligence officials say 4 suspected militants were killed. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Right now at the Home Depot, buy any Toro walk-behind mower and receive a Toro Power Sweep blower free. Then go home and fire them up. Toro is one of the best brands around, so the grass won't know what hit it, the clippings either. We're lowering the cost of that powerful new feeling with a free Power Sweep blower when you buy a Toro mower. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 25th, U.S. only. See store or homedepot.com for details.
Hi, homeowners. It's Dave with LendingTree again. Have you heard that mortgage rates are rising? The good news is that you can still get rates as low as 3%, 3.18% APR at LendingTree.com. In fact, homeowners who refinance with LendingTree save an average of $293 a month. That's over $3,500 a year. Don't wait for rates to climb. Start saving now by calling LendingTree at 1-800-800-TREE today. That's 1-800-800-8733. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 1136.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, our service commitment doesn't just apply at our stores. It stretches online to advanceautoparts.com. Find the right part for your car from our expanded selection of over 350,000 quality parts, all with detailed images and info, plus 24/7 live customer service. That's a service commitment you can depend on. Right now, save 15% on orders of $50 or more at advanceautoparts.com/drive. See site for details. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best
part. Tune in each weekday afternoon at 4 for Drive Time Live, the Mills Crenshaw Show, brought to you by efoodsdirect.com/Mills. Offering a full range of options from totally self-contained two-week emergency supplies to a full year supply. efoodsdirect.com/Mills.
Is it about time to put in a new floor? Nothing compares to the quality, look, and feel of a genuine wood floor. And when it comes to quality, selection, and service, there's nobody that compares to the Wood Floor Warehouse, Utah's number one locally owned wood floor superstore. Save up to 70% on factory direct wood flooring. Whether you're looking for professional installation or you're a do-it-yourselfer, the Wood Floor Warehouse is your answer. With any order, attend a free installation class, and your tool rental is also free. Or just leave your installation to the fine craftsmen of the Wood Floor Warehouse. The choice is yours. For the largest selection, best price, and friendly people who really value your business, drop on by to one of the Wood Floor Warehouse's two locations in Salt Lake City between 4500 South and 3900 South, just west of I-15, and in Ogden at 5280 Freeway Park Drive. Check them out online, woodfloorwarehouse.com, or call toll-free 1-877-778-WOOD. That's 1-877-778-WOOD. 1-877-778-WOOD.
Jack Stockwell!
Broadcasting live from the KTKK studios in Salt Lake City, Utah, this is the Jack Stockwell radio program. To contact Jack from Salt Lake City, dial 254-5855. And now the consummate voice of sense and sensibility himself, Jack Stockwell.
And Jack will be back on Monday. Dale Williams sitting in for Jack this morning. We're going to get right to it here and cover as much ground as we can in a situation the clock is always against us. We're going to bring on the wife of attorney Edgar J. Steele at about the bottom of the hour. Right now we have Ingrid Castle, Charlie Fuller. Charlie Fuller was attended the trial, so-called. Of Edgar J. Steele, and Ingrid Castle is the former co-editor of the Idaho Observer, and she runs a website, vaclib.org. It's vaccination liberation. That's something we're going to have to talk to her about on another program. It really demands a lot of attention. She would be a great resource for you as you decide whether or not you want to knock the heck out of your children's IQ and ruin their prospects for long-term health by getting them all the vaccinations that the insane state at this point says they need. But it's a subject for another day. Right now we're talking about one of those subjects that's under the category, I suppose, of if it can happen to Ed Steele, it can happen to anybody. Very, very frustrating. Charlie, as you were firsthand witness to this thing, that thought must have come to mind, the idea that if this can happen right out in the open, all of these obvious shenanigans, the suppression of witnesses and the ginning up of evidence and all that, it must have made you recalibrate, as aware that you are probably already were politically, just recalibrate how, for lack of a better term, how Soviet this country has become.
Yes, this is true. With the Randy Weaver case, the Waco tragedy, and this with Edgar Steele, and as I say, I barely knew anything about this case before a couple of weeks ago. But this is really a First Amendment situation. They obviously had a motive to shut this guy up. And he was getting too close to something, and I'm not sure exactly what he was targeting, but he was getting too close to the truth. There's a passage in the Bible that where Jesus told his disciples that if they persecuted me, they will persecute you. And anyone who stands up for the truth, who is able to penetrate this spiritual veil that and the powers that rule this world and expose them, they themselves are putting themselves in jeopardy. And this case is, it's kind of a lesson for people who want to stand up to the truth. And they're saying, well, either you shut up or we're going to come after you and put you in prison. And this is immensely important. This whole case is a violation of the First Amendment. It's a psyop, put it as a psychological operation. It's a teaching method to intimidate people.
Oh, so and, very well said. Carry on.
And this is a case that the press in this country should take up, because this is First Amendment. If they go after Ed Steele, you know, regardless of what his views are, you know, my view is that it was Adolf Hitler or Stalin or Mao Zedong. This is America, and even these evil people have a right to speak. If we shut off Ed Steele and we shut off some of these other people, we put blinders upon this country, and we're no longer, we won't be able to survive as a free people, as a free republic.
Well, that was Ed's whole M.O. in life. I mean, he went up and defended Pastor Butler. I guess it was Aryan Nations. I don't remember the exact term of, you know, the institution that Pastor Butler had established, but it was a scapegoat, of course, organization. The feds would talk about this growing nest of neo-Nazis up in Idaho. It usually was about 15 people, you know, at any given time. But Pastor Butler was enough of a problem to the feds that they facilitated a civil suit against him that destroyed him financially, ran him off of his own property. Ingrid Castle, if I call you Cindy one more time, you have my permission to open fire. Ingrid Castle, that maybe was Ed Steele's ultimate sin, was that he was standing athwart political correctness like nobody's business. I mean, there was just nothing he wouldn't say as he got into his mature years. You think that maybe was the reason, the motivation, that it was a crack in the dike that keeps all of the rest of us from speaking our mind that worried the feds?
Yes, I actually believe the form of social control, when they do a hit on someone like Edgar Steele, it intimidates other people from speaking out. But, you know, I want to mention the pipe bomb, because Charlie knows, what he knows about the pipe bomb is from the trial, and I feel that there are several things that need to be pointed out about that, because I do believe it was lethal. I believe that was the prosecution tactic to make it like it was innocuous. There were no fingerprints ever on the pipe bomb itself, although Ed Steele was charged with manufacturing it. It was real clear during Larry Fairfax's, one of his hearings in the spring up here, that he did not know how to make a pipe bomb. And so, and then the ATF said, when they first discovered it, under the car, and the ATF was brought in, that it was the largest pipe bomb they've ever seen. It had all the elements of a real pipe bomb. And even though they're trying to minimize, you know, the kind of powder used, there was not any real independent investigation of the pipe bomb by the defense that I know of. And so everything we're hearing about the pipe bomb itself, and that was at the trial, was from the prosecution. Isn't that right, Charlie?
Yes. There was no independent verification of any of that information. It was just the government, government witnesses that examine the bomb and explain the bomb, and it was cross examination of what that bomb was and so on. It was they repeated it over and over and over and over to impress upon the jury that this was a bomb. This was it was kind of almost like a brainwashing operation on the jury as to how this evil bomb and so forth. It went beyond just merely stating the facts in the case.
What has become of Larry Fairfax, the FBI asset Larry Fairfax? Do you know?
Yeah, he was sentenced 2 days ago, and he was sentenced to, 27 months, I believe, 11 months for time served, 16 months. He got off extremely light, did a plea bargain.
If the government is to be believed, he tried to murder somebody, and they gave him 2.5 years or 3 years?
Yeah, but he didn't really, that's his whole alibi, is
right,
that he rigged the pipe bomb so that it wouldn't go off, or that it wasn't really intended. It looked like a pipe bomb, but it really wasn't.
Ah.
And then we have no real independent analysis of the pipe bomb itself by anyone in the defense.
Hmm.
And so, we only have the government's version of what happened, and it was very obvious that Larry Fairfax himself did not know how to make a pipe bomb from many witnesses at one of his initial hearings. There's all these things about the case that are crazy. For one, the main motive, according to the audio tapes, was this life insurance. It was going to be life insurance, that money that Larry Fairfax gets as a payoff. Well, there was no life insurance. As soon as their three children became adults, they dropped their life insurance policy. And the sloppiness of this whole case is that the feds never even researched whether they had life insurance or not. But there was no life insurance policy on Ed or Cindy.
You see, that speaks to what is so striking about this case. I'm not just looking at it in a macro sense, very superficially, really. And the suggestion I keep getting from these tidbits that you are giving me, Ingrid and Charlie, that you're providing, is that this thing was not a tight-run ship. The prosecution and the operation that supported it, apparently, they're not in a mode to really cover their tracks very much. The federal government is getting into a mode now where they're just coming out in the open and doing things that are flagrantly. You know what I'm saying? It's almost as if they want the enhanced terror that derives from doing things flagrantly and not so surreptitiously, to be being deliberately sloppy, to show you that, listen, we can put anybody away we want, and we can do it almost in the open, and man, you'd better watch your backside.
Exactly. I mean, the stuff they were bringing up at trial regarding, details in their marriage, I think every marriage has, stress points.
Sure.
And many people that, didn't really know a lot of details about the case but were interested in it, were shocked that so many things were brought up that had really nothing to do with the case. They were trying to fabricate that there's infidelity when there wasn't. It was constant. A poem he wrote in 2000 was read to the jury. So, they were scrambling to try to bring up all kinds of evidence that there were problems with the marriage when there really wasn't. Every marriage goes through stress points. The trial happened to start on their 26th wedding anniversary. Hmm. You wonder if these kinds of things are done on purpose.
Well, I failed to point out in our sort of pell-mell launch into this subject this morning. I failed to point out that one of the first things that the feds did was send down an order that Ed and his wife could not communicate. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. It was horrific for both Cindy and Ed, who needed to be able to discuss this case and what she could do to help. And they weren't allowed to ever discuss. Every phone call, everything was absolutely monitored. And
Horrible. There was an order. There was an order that to not communicate at all. That came down from who? I guess the I had the name here. The prosecutor. That eventually was
Tracy Whelan.
Yeah, that eventually was taken back, but they were able to communicate a bit. Any comment on that, Charlie?
Well, there was. The conversations between Ed and his attorney were recorded and given to the prosecution. I mean, this is totally outrageous. I don't know what more to say about this.
Yeah, well, are we saying that the feds were recording telephone conversations between Ed and his attorney, or in-person conversations, or what are we talking
actually,
about?
Actually, that happened
when he was incarcerated. There were recordings made.
Isn't that privileged discourse or intercourse, Ingrid? I'm not
yes,
a lawyer.
Yes, actually, that is grounds for throwing out the entire case, but it was not thrown out.
That was
this spring that came out. The transcripts were sealed. They kicked everyone out of the courtroom. That was at an early hearing, and just the attorneys were present, and it was discovered that at the Spokane County Jail, his public pretender, I call it, his defense attorney, Roger Peavin, and Edgar Steele, when they had conversations, the U.S. Marshals were recording it and having it go directly to Tracy Whelan, the prosecutor.
Oh, my God.
And his supporters were, you know, outside for like an hour, and they witnessed Tracy Whelan, the prosecutor, followed by her entourage, leaving the courtroom in tears. Literally.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
AM 630, K-Talk. When you're talking ethics, integrity, and honesty, you're talking K-Talk.
Have you ever felt that your smile is the least attractive part of your body? Did you ever dream of having a smile makeover but just couldn't afford it? If so, you are a perfect candidate for the new technique called Instant Smile Makeover. Resin technology can give you straight, white teeth that will look beautiful for a lifetime without the need for braces, bleaching, drilling, or numbing. The new techniques can fix crooked teeth and make them straight in one visit. Don't be embarrassed about your smile any longer. Sometimes Mother Nature just needs a little help. Call for a free consultation. Call 801-254-0835. That's 801-254-0835.
What you doing here?
I'm redistributing the wealth. I learned in school spreading the wealth is good for everyone.
Well, I learned from real life that it's not. In fact, there's a word for it. It's called theft.
Representative Carl Wimmer and Buyback America are partnering together to bring you a special screening of I Want Your Money, one of the most politically charged films of this era. This is a must-see film for every American who loves this country. This film was so powerful that many in Washington don't want you to see it, but you will see it in the original director's cut. Join us Thursday, May 26th at 6:30 p.m. for the screening and reception. A minimum donation of $20 will benefit the Buyback America bus tour. Call today at 801-253-4883. That's 801-253-4883. Or email Tim at tim@buybackamerica.com.
To help this country remain the freest in the world.
I Want Your Money. A controversial look at government spending.
At Acme Heating and Air, we save you time and money. The state of Utah has an energy audit program that will pay you hundreds or thousands to have new energy-efficient equipment, windows, insulation, and more installed in your home. But funds are limited. So act now by calling Acme Heating and Air at 801-467-1050. With over 25 years of heating and air experience at Acme, we work extra hard to earn your trust and confidence. Plus, we pledge only drug-free employees with complete and comprehensive background checks. Right now, Acme has up to $2,000 in rebates for new furnaces and a brand new springtime AC special. Acme will chemically clean your outside AC unit and pressure check all lines and system components for just $78. Imagine that, just $78.
$1,000 to make sure your home and family are cool and comfy this summer. Call Acme Heating and Air today at 801-467-1050 for upfront pricing with no surprises. At Acme, if you're uncomfortable, so are we. Call today, 801-467-1050. That's 801-467-1050.
The Voice of Utah. AM 630 K-Talk.
K-Talk.com.
Number one for the most live, local, two-way talk.
Darling, no, no.
And there we go, right back live with live radio here in Salt Lake City. It's 8:24 a.m. Not much time left now with Ingrid Castle and Charlie Fuller. And we're talking about the case of Edgar J. Steele. And I want to throw a question at both of you, Ingrid and Charlie. What would you suggest for people who want to read about the Ed Steele thing in more detail? Is there a reliable source out there? Is there somebody who's writing a commentary? Would it be perhaps, Charlie, American Free Press? Who would you suggest?
American Free Press did have a small article on it, and they've been covering this case for a while. They have a website, and, of course, Ed Steele's supporters have a website. Ingrid, could give you the address of it?
Okay, Ingrid.
I go there quite frequently. Free-Edgar-Steele with an E, S-T-E-E-L-E. Just put hyphens between Free Edgar Steele and then .com, and go to the blog roll. And on the right hand side, there's great stuff. There's the case of Judy Barry, who was an Earth Firster. You know, tree hugger type and organized people nationally, and the FBI planted a bomb under her car. This is not new. You know, the FBI planting bombs. It's also not new. According to one investigator, after this case broke, he talked in privately with a retired FBI agent that preferred to remain anonymous. Spent 6 hours with him, and he went into detail naming names of a whole branch in the FBI that is their specialty, is cloning voices for blackmail.
Wow. You know, I've got a kind of an off-the-wall question here. There's a lot of people, especially in this area, these five or so cowboy states, as we like to call them, that are very adamant about representing yourself. And I was curious, had Edgar considered representing himself in court, considering that you're pretty much admitting insanity when you get representation, that you're not able to represent yourself when you do retain an attorney?
That was raised quite a bit, because he is extremely competent at representing himself, but at the same time, he was very ill. He was also didn't have access to a law library or any materials. And having such intense criminal charges, I mean, he had four felony charges. They wanted to put him away for 30 years. It would be, everyone seemed to think that it would be best if he had an attorney that he can trust. And many different attorneys came forward wanting to take the case, and I believe it was Robert McAllister in Colorado was the only one that he finally agreed to.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll go ahead and have our producer make contact with Cindy Steele now and bring her on in just a minute or two, God willing, in the river don't rise. Charlie, how does Ed Steele look? I mean, is he obviously he's not thriving. He was on death's door intermittently before all this happened. Does he look a little stronger when you saw him, or I just thinking about the guy eating the equivalent at best of fast food, drinking the tap water from the prison, not getting any sunlight. How did he seem during the trial?
Well, when I first met him, I saw him in jail, and he looked very ill. And during the trial, he did not look healthy at all. He was very pale.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only observation I can make.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, yes, carry on. Hello? Looks like we're having a little bit of a phone. I don't know if we're
I can hear him.
Okay. Charlie, are you still you still hearing
I'm still here.
All right, go ahead.
Well, is my phone or
I think you're okay. I think you sound fine, Charlie. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. So
I would like to make
Yeah.
I would like to make one short comment. The amount of money that the government spent on this case must be staggering. Tracy Whalen had a notebook full of it must have been 4 inches thick of papers. They explored every possibility. You know, they went on his computers. They, you know, they raided his house, took his papers. 9 yards on this thing for supposedly just a kind of a routine murder for hire case. But this goes beyond this. So this is, I think, evidence that they were trying to fabricate a case against Edgar Steele. And they wanted to shut him up. They wanted to put him away. And another thing is that he was found guilty of possessing an explosive device. Well, who possessed an explosive device? It was Larry Fairfax. Larry Fairfax, he's getting off with what? Just a few months in prison.
Sure, of course.
And they did not sentence him until after he testified as a government witness to implicate Edgar Steele. So they gave him this light sentence. But Edgar Steele, supposedly for possession of an explosive device, could go to prison for 30 years.
With no fingerprints, proving that he even held it. No receipts for him even purchasing, you know, the equipment.
No, I don't think we can stress enough that one man who stands, as I said, absolutely athwart, in absolute defiance of political correctness, can start a crack in the dike. It was a threat to the entire agenda of destroying Western civilization. That may sound grandiose, but that's what the Michael Chertoffs, the Charlie Schumers, and all the rest of them are about. They're about taking down their only competitors in this world, which is the West, which is, you know, there were 60 or 70 million white Christian Slavs destroyed during the Bolshevik Revolution. You know, there was an ethnic cleansing that happened. And that's what this is about, in my view. Let's attempt to bring on Mrs. Steele. Mrs. Steele's name is Cindy, and I'm going to take a wild risk here and press this line, and hopefully we'll make a good, solid connection. Good morning, Mrs. Steele.
Good morning.
I am delighted that you would join us, Cindy, and I just want to say that you are among friends here, largely in our audience. There are a lot of people, because of all the exposure that Ed had through Barbara Jean Whiteley's program, a lot of people who are concerned about him, who know about him. I hope that among those people there are folks who will come forward and try to help you as you try to help your husband and mount some sort of an appeal in this process. Let me ask you right up front, what do you hear from Ed as to his health and how he's holding up?
Well, now that I can talk to him, which I haven't been for 11 months, you know, every time I ask him how he's doing, he says, well, what do you expect? I'm in jail. I think he's holding up okay health-wise. I still worry about him because he still has a headache from the last aneurysm he had in May just before his arrest. And, you know, I don't believe he's getting the proper care to make sure that he's not going to have another aneurysm. He had two aneurysms from, you know, one was off aortic aneurysm in 2009 November, which by all rights he should have not survived that. It was did, and then in May, a month before his arrest, he had one in his in his nose area, but it was so bad they had to go in for emergency surgery and put titanium clips on it. So, and I know that he has been getting some nosebleeds. Well, that's how the first one started. So, you know, I'm worried.
I can imagine. What are the prospects of launching some kind of appeal and getting another court to look at this kangaroo operation that has put your husband in prison?
Well, the prospect is that it's going to happen. It's already in the works, being worked on. In fact, yesterday, motion for new trial under, I believe, Rule 33 was filed, and which we have no illusions of the judge granting that, since he did a lynching on my husband at his trial. There was a judgment for acquittal under Rule 29 also filed. And then there was an extension also filed in connection with the motion for new trial, just in case there's anything, you know, new evidence or such that we can attach to the new trial Rule 33 motion. And then we are in the process of, the attorneys are going to work on getting the appeal ready. But see, the appeal cannot be filed until after he is sentenced.
You know, if this is Clint Richardson, by the way, I have a couple people that I would very much like to get in contact with you who are extremely, extremely knowledgeable of every facet of U.S. code, who indeed represent people in similar situations. Who generally are not do not like to be known in public for what they do, for the same reason that Mr. Steele, as a high profile person trying to help people in these situations, we can see what's happened to him. Now, these people, one of the most important things about court and judges and law is that judge does not have to acknowledge any law he does not want to. Unless that law is submitted for his viewing. And that is the problem with a lot of these cases, is that the law is just not being put forward in the court. I think that these people, these two people that I'm thinking of, may very well be able to help you or your representation for Mr. Steele in that regard, to where you put these titles in court that the judge cannot not follow, or he's committing treason right there in front of everybody. So if you don't mind, I would actually like to pass on your information to these people, explain the situation.
Please do, because, you know, my husband is the attorney, not me. I've had to rely, you know, on people, and unfortunately, because I haven't been able to talk to my husband, they have forced abandonment on me, because I can't talk to him to know what direction, and I'm finding out more now that, you know, in some ways we've been working against each other, not because we want to, but just because we can't talk about it, so we don't know, you know, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. And unfortunately, I was left out here, and I was having to pick a path. I don't know if it's the right path or not, but I know we've done our best within the restrictions and what the government has imposed on us, and so many things that they have, in my mind, illegally done.
Cindy, let me interrupt if I may. Didn't the federal people come out and take all kinds of Ed's personal belongings? I mean, this whole operation must have devastated the care and keeping of your home. I'm thinking you had survival issues here almost immediately, right?
Well, I definitely had survival issues. They came into the house and confiscated our silver, which was our investment for our retirement money. And at the time, you know, my husband had been sick for a year. We had medical bills stacking up. And, you know, that was what we were using to get out of debt and to pay, you know, pay our medical bills and to survive on, because during that year, he wasn't even able to work on trying to generate any income. You know, it wasn't that we didn't have it. It was just that we were sort of delving into what was supposed to, we were supposed to retire on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they took that. I did eventually, through attorneys, get it back, except for one coin. But all that money that I got back, I have taken and put into my husband's defense. So, in a sense, it's still, you know, it's not, you know, it's not there. And I'm, you know, one, I was struggling to figure out how I was going to survive out here financially, support my, you know, support my husband's defense. And on top of that, it was my safety issue. Because, frankly, I still don't really feel like I know who was out. Well, I want to say to get me, but I believe they were out to get me to get my husband. They were using me to get my husband. What better way is to divide and conquer the strongest relationship and make it impossible for me to even defend my husband? You know, I, you know, my husband was the target, but they were certainly using me. And do I believe somebody really want me dead? They either wanted that or they also wanted me in prison, because when I found the bomb on June 15th, if I would not have found that bomb on June 15th, I would have been driving in to the federal courthouse with a bomb on my car. And you know how well that goes over.
Oh my. let's just play devil's advocate here and just, you know, ask the most blunt of questions. I hope you don't mind. There's no disrespect.
Let's take our break. Okay. Here comes our hard break. We'll come back with Cindy Steele and our other guests. Stay tuned.
AM 630, K-Talk. We live where you live. We shop where you shop. Thanks for supporting the sponsors of K-Talk Radio.
May is Mother's Day. Here's a couple of reminders from Price's Guaranteed Doors. First, doesn't mom deserve the best working garage door? Aren't you tired of trying to fix it? For a one-time cost of $259, we'll give your mom the best working door for the rest of her life. Second, all of you who bought a new home from one of our premier builders, Ivory Homes, D.R. Horton, MacArthur Homes, or Peary Homes, remember, go to PricesDoors.com and register for your free lifetime maintenance program. Every door we sell comes with one. And just for Mother's Day, she could get a new Genie garage door opener with a keyless entry, complete and installed, for only $259. Call Price's Doors today at 975-7575. That's 975-7575. Home of the Lifetime Maintenance Program.
Hi, I'm Adam Curran, host of Wall Street Meets Main Street. I was at the bank yesterday and asked the teller how much CDs we're paying. In 1 year, you'll owe me 1.5%, the teller told me. Well, maybe it's not that bad out there, but I do have some good news. There are alternatives out there that can actually help grow your money. Give my office a call and schedule a free, no-obligation financial review. 801-833-0305. That's 801-833-0305. 801-833-0305. We can help you answer life's toughest financial questions. Questions like, how can I protect and grow my money in an uncertain stock market? Am I going to outlive my retirement? How will I pay for future medical expenses and long-term care costs? And where can you earn more interest in CDs? Give me a call today and schedule your free portfolio review. 801-833-0305. That's 801-833-0305. 801-833-0305.
What you doing here?
I'm redistributing the wealth. I learned in school spreading the wealth is good for everyone.
Well, I learned from real life that it's not. In fact, there's a word for it. It's called theft.
Representative Carl Wimmer and Buyback America are partnering together to bring you a special screening of I Want Your Money, one of the most politically charged films of this era. This is a must-see film for every American who loves this country. This film was so powerful that many in Washington don't want you to see it. But you will see it in the original director's cut. Join us Thursday, May 26th at 6:30 p.m. for the screening and reception. A minimum donation of $20 will benefit the Buyback America Bus Tour. Call today at 801-253-4883. That's 801-253-4883. Or email Tim at tim@buybackamerica.com.
To help this country remain the freest in the world.
I Want Your Money. A controversial look at government spending.
Is it about time to put in a new floor? Nothing compares to the quality, look, and feel of a genuine wood floor. And when it comes to quality, selection, and service, there's nobody that compares to the Wood Floor Warehouse, Utah's number one locally owned wood floor superstore. Save up to 70% on factory direct wood flooring. Whether you're looking for professional installation or you're a do-it-yourselfer, the Wood Floor Warehouse is your answer. With any order, attend a free installation class, and your tool rental is also free. Or just leave your installation to the fine craftsmen of the Wood Floor Warehouse. The choice is yours. For the largest selection, best price, and friendly people who really value your business, drop on by to one of the Wood Floor locations in Salt Lake City between 4500 South and 3900 South, just west of I-15, and in Ogden at 5280 Freeway Park Drive. Check them out online, woodfloorwarehouse.com, or call toll-free 1-877-778-WOOD. That's 1-877-778-WOOD. 1-877-778-WOOD.
The voice of Utah, AM 630 K-Talk.
K-Talk.com.
Number one for the most live, local, two-way talk.
And we're back. Just 12 or 13 minutes left. We have the three guests now online and that are on the phone lines, that any one of which could fill another hour or two in conversation with us. But I'm in particularly grateful that you were able to come on, Cindy Steele, and we want to make sure before the end of this 12 or 13-minute segment that we give good contact data so that those who have the means in the listening audience and want to defend both themselves ultimately and Edgar J. Steele, and that's the best thing you can do for the First Amendment is to defend Ed Steele at this point, help defend him. We want folks to be sure they have good contact data, and we'll take care of that in a few minutes. But, Clint, you had a question for Cindy.
Well, like I said, it's a devil's advocate question. It's something that the prosecution might ask as well, and that is, with the deepest respect, was there any point in which you actually felt that there was even the sliver of a chance that your husband would actually want to kill you?
You know, at the very beginning, I have to say I was questioning everything, and there was a slight doubt, and this is the reason I had doubt, is my husband was very ill. He had, because of coming off of a respirator of 9 days and the aortic aneurysm and the other aneurysms and all the medications, you know, he was suffering from, you know, hallucinations and things. And because I was traveling back and forth between Oregon and home, taking care of my mom, who has been very ill on top of this, and my husband, I mean, I was going where I was, where the most emergency was for that last year. And well, so because of that, I had to question if something due to his illnesses, maybe he wasn't thinking clearly.
Well, now, ma'am, this actually brings up a whole other can of worms. Now, one of my, you know, fortunately in my context, I've become quite good friends with a beautiful woman named Ann Blake Tracy. Now, what kind of drugs was he on during the actual recorded evidence that they used with the informant?
There was, you know, frankly, I know painkillers because he was in a lot of pain, and the defense team, even when it was a public I want to say pretender, but the public defender, you know, they had a list and they were looking into that.
Well, you know,
but the prosecution was trying to keep out, was working to keep out any of that.
And there's a very good reason for that, because that alone, the psychedelic nature of most of these drugs, which they call antipsychotic, are actually generally they're one molecule off from LSD, which is a psychotic. So, I mean, this is another person that you might want to get involved with. This is Ann Blake Tracy, who is an expert witness on any school shooting case, and hands down, 99% of these cases are drug related. Just a thought, because it's you know, right, these are very important aspects of it, and there's a very good reason they're trying to keep those records out.
But, you know, this is also the point that I want to make. You know, that is the reason I had to question it. But my husband, through that, had not shown any indication of being violent. He still showed that he had all his facilities. You know, I just had to question, was I missing something? Because they were just pushing down my throat that, you know, he was going down and there was no question about it, and he did this. And besides, I wasn't really able to talk to him.
And Cindy,
even asked what was going on. And what I believe that what the medications did is what allowed Fairfax and whoever is behind Fairfax to take advantage of my husband during that time and set him up.
Well, Cindy, the federal authorities were trying to turn, I mean, this may sound awfully a little, but it's on the simple-minded side here, but this question will be new ground for a lot of our listeners. The federal authorities were trying to turn you against your husband, yes? They're trying to incite you? They're trying to convince you that he did all these things?
Oh, of course they are. They were telling me all, I mean, you know, they lied to me. From the moment the two FBI agents showed up on my mom's doorstep, they started lying to me. Now, I don't think the two FBI agents that showed up on my doorstep were personally lying to me, because they were being fed by Special Agent Michael Sacca what to say. They were being hand-fed, and they were just repeating what they were being told. But I was being told lies from the get-go. And I recognized one of them. I mean, the first lie they told me, I knew it was a lie. And, of course, my antennas on that were going up. But they had me convinced that there were two people that were going to run my mom and me off the road if we left that day. And, you know, I wasn't about to go test it out and find out if somebody was going to run us off the road. I just didn't know who was really behind it and who was out to take my husband out and me, and they were using me to do it.
So the agents were at least insinuating that there were other parties possibly involved in this, and that your husband may have a backup plan for annihilating you. Is that what you're saying?
Oh yes. They were telling me everything. You know, there were the two people out there were to be ready to run us off the road if we left the house, and so they kept us, you know, in the house. And then once my husband was arrested, they told us that they had the two people that were going to run us off the road. Well, for months I kept waiting to find out who those people were. Well, all of a sudden I'm being told that there were no people, and they even told us that they never told us that.
Well, Ingrid Castle, this is some gang that we're dealing with here, and even the good ones among them will close ranks when the pressure comes down, it seems to me, close ranks to protect the bad eggs that are involved in these essentially intel ops, these School of the America type operations. Do you have any comment or question for Cindy Steele? Because our time is getting short. Ingrid Castle.
Well, I think it's really telling. I mean, Cindy's been through a lot, and I mean, we talk, and I'm not really sure what I can ask her on the air. I just feel like it's important to understand how bogus these audio tapes are. I mean, he focused so much on an alibi, and one of the things in the, you know, this alibi that he would deny, the ever knowing Larry Fairfax, absolutely deny, and that was in the audio tapes, but according to the transcripts of the arrest itself, he openly admitted that, of course, he knew Larry Fairfax. It was his handyman around the place. Right. So there's all there's so many discrepancies in this case, and there's so many holes that can be punched into the federal case that are just absolutely conflicting. And and this is a very smart man. Edgar Steele was extremely bright. He had no plan, according to the tapes, of how to run him off the road. I mean, this clone voice had no real plan. It was just bizarre. Everything was an alibi instead of a clear plan. So even, I mean, they totally botched up their case against him. But even then, none of this was the jury was sequestered a lot of times, and so they never really knew the extent of how these audio tapes were botched up and how their case was botched up. They never got enough of that detail.
Cindy Steele, what is your impression of the tapes? Do they seem like they're electronically contrived, items?
Ten days later, on my demand, I was finally allowed to listen to the tapes. You know, and I went in there with an open mind because I needed the truth. Because, bottom line, I was afraid for my life, and I needed the truth no matter how ugly it was. And I started listening to the tapes, and the very first part, you know, my stomach dropped because the voice was so good that I really thought that I was going to be hearing this potential murder-for-hire plot. And so I started listening to the words. But as I started listening more to the words, I'm going, this is off. He's not talking the way he normally does. His speech pattern is off. His punctuation is off. Inflection is off. And it would change.
We have an audio expert in the field. Clint, would that be the signature of a ginned up, technologically ginned up dialogue?
Absolutely. You know, when Britney Spears goes in to sing a song, you put her through what's called a harmonizer, and every note that's off gets pulled up or pulled down to the next half note, essentially. And that's basically what you're hearing. It sounds very strange because...
Like, end of words were being cut off. And my husband is very articulate.
That's a classic editing mistake.
Cindy, I'm sorry, we're down to about a minute. How do people help Edgar J. Steele, attorney for the damned? How do they help him?
Go to our website, which is free-edgar-steele.com. They can read up on the case because we have only touched the surface here.
Indeed.
And there's T-shirts that they can buy that says has the website and that he is innocent. There's donations that can be made there. I have his book, Defensive Racism, can be purchased to read, and all that money is going towards his defense. And it will also keep them up to date what is going on.
All right. I'm afraid that's the end. Charlie Fuller, Ingrid Castle, Cindy Steele, thank you very much for joining the KTalk audience today and ourselves, Clint Richardson and Dale Williams. God bless and good luck to both of you, or all three of you, I should say. Clint, this is a dangerous world out there.
Yeah, very much. And my heart deeply goes out to all of you for all of your experiences. And gosh, thank you for joining us.
And we're very grateful, and for your courage on top of everything else. And I've got a flight to Costa Rica I've got to catch in about an hour, so I'm out of here. I've got my passport. Just kidding. Stay tuned for When Wall Street Meets Main Street. We'll see you when we see you.
AM 630, K-Talk, Utah's oldest, most trusted talk station.
Hey, this is Jake the Computer Guy from PC Laptops. Are you ready for Jake the Computer Guy's word of the month? This month's word is hangry. Hangry is when you're so hungry that the lack of food causes you to be angry or frustrated. That's the same feeling you'll get while waiting for an appointment at the big box store just to get your computer fixed. Don't get hangry. Instead, feel the love at PC Laptops, where we can fix or upgrade any brand of computer with no appointment necessary. If your computer needs repair or upgrades, just stop by. In fact, we're so confident that we can help that if we can't fix or upgrade your computer, we'll buy it from you. Here's the great news. Bring your computer in, no matter what brand it is, to any one of our 9 locations, and we'll run a free evaluation. Virus and spyware scan are your computer. The scan is 100% absolutely free. If you want to feel the love, get into any one of our 9 PC Laptops locations right now, or call us at 1-877-596-SAVE, or check us out at PCLaptops.com, because at PC Laptops, we really love you.
What does local search sound like? Some sound like this. Notice the telltale sound of sluggishness. And now, the sound of search by Dex. Notice the syncopation of laptop, mobile phone, and print directory. Joining with the pulse beat of local businesses. A smattering of painters here. A timpani of tire guys there. Now, a domain of pizza makers. A brass section of plumbers. A